Long before the jet set, America had the goggles and duster set. When they took off for a breath of fresh air, they got it. Good, fresh air. Today, it's different. Today, with more people, more factories, more cars, air pollution is increasing. Can anything be done? General Motors is doing something, but you have to help. Today, GM is equipping its new cars with advanced air pollution control systems. They reduce the pollution level 2/3 lower than 20 years ago, if these systems are periodically serviced. So whether you own a new car or an older car, take it in for inexpensive emission control service by Guardian maintenance experts. Your engine will perform better and more economically. See your Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Cadillac, or GMC truck dealer. Let's do all we can, and we'll all breathe a lot easier.
Don't move, just leave your darn lava cook here with Mama too. Lean back and stay a while, lava cook here with Mama too.
Where later this half hour, we'll check in on all the latest news, views, and results in the world of auto racing. Ole Jose and the Golden Leaves and the song Limbo 68. Now, a monitor tip for travelers. Hopscotching around the country, here are some events that may well be along your travel route this coming week. The annual Indian ceremonial, dances, crafts, and sports events in Gallup, New Mexico. The Maryland Clam Festival at Annapolis. The Missouri State Fair at Sedalia, Missouri. Indian powwows and reunions at Charleston, Rhode Island, and Hastings, Michigan. Wednesday, the Festival of Five Flags in Pensacola, Florida, and Friday, Bennington Battle Day in Bennington, Vermont. Now, another message for travelers.
More gas, Miss Baxter, more gas! That's the brake!
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, sir.
Now, try and drive to the next gas station so we can practice filling up.
Do they give S&H green stamps there?
Yes.
Well, no sweat then. Hold on to your hat.
S&H Green Stamps. Next time you fill up your tank, fill up your book, too.
Next, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
There are certain parallels between the political climate now faced by the Nixon-Agnew ticket. And that confronts...
We're having a few technical difficulties. Stand by for a second while we see whether or not we're going to be able to reestablish contact with Bob Considine. We got a few moments of doubt, have we? I'll tell you what, let's get a little music while we see what's happening, huh?
Gotta have you near all the time, with your dreams wrapped in mine. Gotta be a part of your soul and of your heart all the time. Nothing in the world that I do means a thing without you.
And now I think, after listening to a little bit of Frank Sinatra and a song called My Way of Life, we are ready once again to entertain the presence of Mr. Bob Considine.
There are certain parallels between the political climate now faced by the Nixon-Agnew ticket and that confronted by the Eisenhower-Nixon ticket of 16 years ago. I'll be back with some of them after this. If you're planning a family camping trip this summer, you better start with a checklist of the things you'll need.
Let's see. The stove, fuel, cooking kit, tents, blankets.
Trailer's fixed. Boat's refinished. Engine's fine. Hey, how about the swimsuits?
And hey, how about your Mutual of Omaha travel accident insurance? You and your family need protection, not just for this trip, but for year-round protection against the unexpected costs of hospital and medical care. Accidents can disrupt the best of budgets, eat up your savings. And while you're on the road, just remember that you're always near one of the 500 Mutual of Omaha offices all over North America. Besides Mutual's famous maximum protection, minimum cost, this means best possible service. Put Mutual of Omaha travel accident insurance on your checklist now.
Mutual of Omaha. Check.
Call your local Mutual of Omaha representative today, or write Mutual of Omaha, Omaha, Nebraska. That's Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
The nomination of the relatively unknown Governor Spiro Agnew of Maryland as GOP vice presidential choice stunned a certain number of candidates and delegates at Miami Beach. Governor Rockefeller, already deeply shaken by his own poor showing in his race for the top spot, was pictured as being further embittered by the selection of Agnew. Senator Edward Brooke, first Negro to sit in the upper house since Reconstruction days, has announced that he will not campaign for the Nixon-Agnew ticket. But the ticket, which was briefly contested in the final hours of the convention, will not cause the split within the GOP that the Goldwater-Miller ticket did 4 years ago. That ticket lost to LBJ and Hubert Humphrey by a record-shattering 13 million votes. 16 years ago, the Eisenhower-Nixon ticket was helped by two factors. The country was engaged in an unpopular, stalemated war in Korea, and there was a mess, as it came to be known on the air and in print, in Washington. This year, the country is engaged in an even more unpopular war in Vietnam, and there is, inevitably, another mess in Washington. This time, that mess, so-called, is made up of more than the five percenters and the deep freezes that harass the Truman administration. This time, it is the question of law and order, racial strife, the inability of the administration to win the war or find a way out of it, the capture of the Pueblo, and so forth. A majority of the American voters believed that General Eisenhower could handle the problems of 1952. It remains to be seen how many believe that Dick Nixon can do the same in 1968. His acceptance speech dealt heavily with his promises to get us out of Vietnam, honorably, as he said, and crack down on crime in the streets. His denunciation of the Johnson administration in the case of the USS Pueblo, which he said was hijacked by a fourth-rate power in international waters, brought him his biggest ovation. So there are parallels. There's a similarity of the climate of 1952 and that of 68. That should give the Nixon-Agnew ticket a better chance than it would have had if all was calm at home and abroad. Its problem, of course, is that they carry the banner of a minority party, and one that is not nearly as broadly based in labor, religious, and ethnic circles as is the competition. However, it looked like a much more united party than in 64 as it trooped out of convention hall to the tunes of the great organ and the soft, slushing sound of Nelson Rockefeller's $5 or $6 million going down the drain. This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
A vacation can be travel. Here, there, everywhere. But wherever you go, be sure you have Mutual of Omaha Travel Accident Insurance. It protects you against the unexpected medical expenses of an accident that could mar your summer. And wherever you may travel, you're always near one of Mutual of Omaha's 500 offices throughout North America. And that means service when you need it from Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
At 14 minutes before the monitor hour, this is Brad Crandall. And here, once again, is Mr. No, it's not Mr. Sinatra. Or is it? Well, it would have seemed to me that that's what we were going to do here. All right, tell you what.
Can you find room in your heart and home for a child in desperate need who has no one to turn to, no place to go? You can be a foster parent and help a child through your love and understanding. It won't cost you much money, just your heart. Children's Aid Society pays most of your child's expenses, food, clothing, medical care, even haircuts. But no society can tuck a child in at night, hear his prayers, see that he eats good, nourishing food, and above all, listen to him while he tells you breathlessly what happened at school today or what games he played at the playground. If you live anywhere within 100 miles of the city and you want to help a child who needs you so badly, please write Foster Homes, Children's Aid Society, Box 227, New York, 10010. That's Box 227, New York, 10010.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
You're back with Monitor at about 13 minutes before the hour. This is Brad Crandall, and here once again, with our apologies for the previous interruption, Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Gotta have you near all the time, with your dreams wrapped in mine. Gotta be a part of your soul and of your heart all the time. Nothing in the world that I do means a thing without you. I'm just half alive in my struggle to survive without you.
7 years. When it rains, it pours.
Pausing 6 seconds now, then we'll be in Los Angeles for our auto racing feature, World of Wheels, with Keith Jackson.
Hello, everybody. Keith Jackson with Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's Charge, and the thousands of dealers who feature the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. The Transamerica Sedan Series, when it first came on the racing scene, was thought to be a fanciful notion for playboys. But the impact of the sporty car, Mustang, Camaro, Cougar, Javelin, and so forth, on the car-buying public has turned that around. The 10th race on the 13-race schedule run today in the Transamerica Series at Watkins Glen, New York. And among the interested spectators in the pits, President of American Motors, Roy Chapin. His day not altogether successful. Nor was it a good day for Mark Donahue, who's dominated this series. Here is Fred Merrick's report from Watkins Glen.
Mark Donahue's streak of 8 straight was broken by Jerry Titus driving a Ford Mustang. Mark Donahue, although he had the lead in the Sunoco Camaro, on lap 86, experienced a brake problem and finished the race with no brakes at all, managing to hold on to a third place. Jerry Titus winning first place Ford Mustang, 22 seconds down with Sam Posey in the Sunoco Camaro, third place Donahue in his Sunoco Camaro. In fourth place was Peter Revson in the Javelin. At fifth place, and very surprising again, Tony Adamowicz in his Porsche 911, placing first in the under 2 liter category. Although the Chevrolet Motor Division has wrapped up the series for the year, there's quite a bit of contention for second place. Ford now again has taken the lead over the American Motors Javelin. Point standings now stand at Chevrolet 84, Ford Mustang 46, American Motors 43. The next event in the Trans Am series is next month at Continental Divide Raceways, Colorado. This is Fred Merrick at Watkins Glen, New York.
150-mile race, U.S. Auto Club stock cars today, Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, Milwaukee, Ohio, and Jack Boucher won it, 68 Ford, grabbed the lead on the 76th lap and held on to win. Roger McCluskey in a Plymouth second, another Plymouth with Norm Nelson third, A.J. Ford, Whitey Gerken shared the fourth-place car of Ford. Farnelli Jones had the early lead, dropped out after 6 laps, stick engine. Race finished under the caution flag, Al Unser's car on fire, no injury. $22,000 prize money, more than $20,000 on hand to watch it. Last night, quarter-mile paved oval, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. David Pearson back into the NASCAR Grand National points lead with a win in that 100-miler. Pearson in a Ford. Petty in a Richard Petty in a Plymouth was second. Bobby Isaac and James Hilton, third and fourth, both in Dodges.
Today's highways. No place for a car with a weak engine. Today's highways. Strongest argument for Wynn's Charge. Wynn's Charge is smooth, honey-thick liquid that mixes with your oil. It coats, it comforts every moving part of your engine. Charge does things that oil alone can't do. Charge increases compression. Charge cuts friction and wear. Charge stops oil burning. Wynn's Charge. It keeps your car going strong on today's highways.
Look for the Wynn's window banner that says Charge gives your car total power and ask the man to add a can. To get a charge out of your car, put one in. Yesterday, we gave you the preamble on the richest 7 seconds in drag racing history, a one-run, head-to-head showdown between Benny Osborne and Tom McEwen, two of the fastest AA fuelers in the country. They had their showdown last night, Orange County Raceway, south of Los Angeles. Benny Osborne won it. Elapsed time, 7.02 seconds, 226 miles an hour. Tom McEwen, 7.40 seconds elapsed time. Benny Osborne goes back to Sand Springs, Oklahoma, with $14,000. The prize money on display last night, all in 50-cent pieces. Nearly a ton of money. Benny reckoned he'd be mighty happy just to pile all those 50-cent pieces in the back of his truck, deducting a few dollars for heavier shocks and heading for home. Pretty cool customer, this fella Osborne. He came on last October to win the World Finals. No matter who is in the other lane, no matter the stakes, he drives his own race.
Well, that's the best thing, I think. A lot of people get nervous about the name that they're racing or his reputation or something, but I think it's just a one-lane race, and you should isolate yourself and just figure that you're as good as the other man and just try to be a little better. He's only human, and he's liable to make a mistake, too.
Benny Osborne, a prime contender for the AA title at the NHRA Nationals Labor Day weekend, Indianapolis Raceway Park. And that wraps it for this edition of Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's Charge, and the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. Ask for them by name wherever you get gas or service. This is Keith Jackson in Los Angeles reporting for Monitor Sports.
World of Wheels is heard twice each weekend on Monitor.
You chew them. They taste good. They're new no-dose action aids, and they fight the monotony of driving. The monotony of driving, even when you're resting, can give you the driving drowsies. Pull over and chew a couple of no-dose action aids. They contain the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, yet they're not habit-forming. No-dose action aids. No car should be without them.
Classical jazz. Keep up with the nation and the world next with NBC Monitor News on the Hour. This is Brad Crandall.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
Whether you're Mini, Maxi, or Sadie. When you call me, Lee Leonard, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., on WNBC Telephone Radio, you'll be talking on air.
This is Jim Gerhardt. If the great outdoors, the animal kingdom, and the wonders of nature fascinate you, you'll appreciate my Call of the Wild.
Roar.
Weekdays from 1 to 4 p.m. on WNBC Telephone Radio.
Wedson's Hamburger Restaurants present The Little Philosopher.
As a connoisseur of fine hamburgers, I find Wedson's hamburgers to be truly above reproach. This has been a paid commercial advertisement.
You let Wedson's taste that happiness on a bun.
In Hempstead, Long Island, there's a Wetson's at 20 Hempstead Avenue,
In Staten Island, the Wetsons is located at 1767 Forest Avenue. For the Wetsons nearest you, check the phone book. WNBC New York at 8 o'clock.